Hi, home care. This is Javi. How can I help you?
Hi, I was calling. I basically have a couple of questions. So I am my mom's caregiver, mm-hmm. and we are with Freedom Care. And so basically I was calling because what do you, would you know like the rate that they would pay a home health aide?
So I don't know, but I know that we pay very, very good pay rate. Like we can give you like $16 if you want to switch. We can give you $16 an hour. Plus maybe like,
okay,
a startup,
yeah.
Like plus a startup bonus. If you switch, then we could do that for you. It's actually, we pay weekly. We have very good
mm-hmm.
benefits. So do you want to switch to our home care? We're actually very, very good home care. Like,
I mean, yes, I would like to switch, but my thing is I would, so again, I'm my mom's health aide, and
mm-hmm.
How does that process work? How would this whole thing work as far as
it's not care? It's very for you. It's nothing is gonna change as only you know the money you're gonna get paid more. But basically, we do the switch. Like we get your information, we enter the referral, and then we do a state call. Like we call the state, and you are on the phone. We transfer you, and you tell them that I want to switch from this home care to deluxe home care. And then they will put it into the system, and after like 2 weeks, you're gonna start getting paid from the new. Like it takes about 2-3 weeks till you get approved, like till it starts working. So then after 2-3 weeks, you're gonna start working with our agency. It really doesn't take anything on your end. Like it's really, and everything stays the same. Just you know.
Okay, and so what does the you guys have to come out and do like a come and speak with the patient?
Yeah, so it's not us, it's the state. Yeah, everything is covered by Medicaid. So they send down someone from their agency. They want to just evaluate how many hours. And I guess if you have already hours, then it might be that they're not going to even come down to you. They're just going to transfer it, and the hours are going to stay the same. So.
And so the hours that approved for is, because she lives with me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I cook, clean, I do everything, help with, you know, hygiene, bathing,
mm-hmm.
and she has an ostomy bag, changing the ostomy and stuff. And so they only approve me for like, I want to say 5 hours a day,
mm-hmm.
if that. So do you think that it's possible that if you all came to the home, you would be able to 4 hours, or is this a Medicaid thing, which is
so
what they said, Medicaid is only approving 33 hours.
Okay, so that has to do with Medicaid, but you can tell them when you do the switch that you want to get more hours, and they will tell you, you know what, we will schedule another assessment. So when the assessor is going to be there, you can tell her everything, why you think that the patient needs more hours. Does that make sense?
Okay, it makes sense. And so as far as with Freedom Care, I will still be working with them until I switch with you, or is that going to stop?
Yeah, so basically I will enter your information now, and I will send it into the department that, you know, the intake department. And then, you know, once we do the state call, it takes like a few weeks, till like 2-3 weeks till you switch. But it's like, it's nothing changes like within your plan, just the money, you know, just you get more paid.
Right, but I'll still be able to get paid through Freedom Care until I switch,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. That doesn't stop. Like,
okay.
So can I get your mother's information? Because I want to start working on that. It takes like a few.
Yes.
Okay, so what is her first name?
My mom's first name?
Yes.
Lisa, Lisa, last name Jones, Jones.
Okay. And does she have a phone number, or the phone number will be your number?
You can use my number.
Okay. So you're the daughter. Okay, and what is your date of birth?
My date of birth?
No, your mother's. I don't need your. I just need your name and phone number. I need the patient's phone number.
Okay. October 2nd, 1967.
Okay. Do you have her social security number?
I don't have it with me, but hold on.
Okay.
Let me call her. I'll
It's okay.
call her and add
You
her
know
to
what?
the call.
I'll get it from you later. First, this is not so important now. I just need to get the to see how the Medicaid is doing. So just let me see. So you said October 2.
1967, yes.
67. You said Lisa Jones. Okay. Okay. Is the address 1359 Kale Drive? As far as
No.
it, she moved?
She never lived there.
Oh, that's interesting because I get this number, Lisa Jones, 10/2/1967. Oh, no, this is interesting. Do you know her DCN number, which is the Medicaid number?
I do not.
Okay, so you said you I can wait on the line and you can meanwhile call her and you can connect her and we can talk together. So I can
Okay,
wait
hold
on the
on.
line. Okay, I will wait.
Hello. Hello, ma'am.
Yes.
Not you, Mom.
Oh.
Hello? Where'd she go? Guess she'll
Hello?
hold on. Oh, yes.
Yes, I'm
Okay,
here.
my mom is on the line.
Okay, hi Lisa, how are you doing?
I'm good.
Okay. So, do you know your DCN number, which is the Medicaid number?
Let me see if I have it up here with me.
Sure. Okay.
I'm quite sure I
Oh, good.
do.
Okay.
Okay. Or is it
Can you hold for
downstairs?
one second?
Sure, I will.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay, this 637 66118.
Okay, just let me see if that works. Okay. Do you live on 5608 East 27th in Kansas City, Missouri? Is that correct?
No, not anymore. She moved.
Okay, but you live used to live there, so I'm just checking if that's correct because I have this on the
No. That address is no longer valid.
Right, but I'm just
Yeah,
asking,
I had to
did
move
she
from
live
that
there?
address. I had to move from that address when I was released from the hospital.
Oh, okay. Okay, so I will take your new address. That's okay. Just hold on. Okay, so what is the new address? Can you spell it for me?
It's 10904 East 72nd Street. And that's in Raytown, Missouri, 64133.
Just hold on. happened. What is the caregiver's name? What is the daughter's name, please?
Katrina, CATRINA.
Last name?
Wright, WRIGHT.
Okay. Do you know how many hours you're approved for, about?
They said that Medicare, I believe, approved 35 hours.
Okay. Okay. Do you have your social security number?
Mine?
The patient's.
Okay.
That's 327-66-8247.
Let me repeat that for you. 327-66-8247.
Correct.
Okay. So what we will do right now is I will connect you to the state, and they will ask you a couple of questions. And you, like the name, date of birth, and like to what agency you want to switch. So you're going to say, I guess, deluxe home care. Can I text you on this number you called me right now, the daughter? Because I want...
872? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So it's... I'm just going to text your information. 6872.
Okay. You just said something of the reason why I want to switch. It was something in the background. I couldn't hear you.
No, so they're going to ask you, like, to which agency you want to switch, or you're going to say deluxe home care. I'm just going to text you the phone number if they ask you a phone number.
Okay, are they going to ask me the reason why I want to switch?
Usually they don't ask, but if they ask, they're just going to ask you why. You can tell because they pay more. They don't care. They're just the Medicaid. They're just the state office.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
I'm just writing you a phone number. Okay, just hold on. Okay, tell me if you got it.
Okay. Yes, I got it.
Okay, and what is your mother's phone number so I can text it as well to her?
Ma, you know your number? 816-998-7785.
Okay.
Thank you.
Lisa, did you get the text?
Hello?
Yeah, Lisa, did you get the text?
No. Oh, yes, I get it.
Okay. So we're deluxe home care. Okay, so can I just transfer you right now to the state?
Yeah.
Okay, it might take a few minutes until you get connected, so please don't hang up, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, hello. I'm sorry. This is Javi from the home care agency. So I tried to transfer you, and they said they sent me a message that they don't have anyone available right now. So do you want to take my direct phone number? And you can try maybe to call me back like in 15 minutes, and then I will try to connect you again. Is that okay? Or I will call you back?
Yeah, that's fine. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, what's the number?
My number is 314. 501-2511.
And what's your name?
Chavie.
Chavie.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll give you a call back in in 15 minutes.
Okay. Hopefully we'll get through them. Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Okay. Sure. No problem. Take care.
All right. Bye.
Bye.